Welcome to the radio ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship. The Seed is a Christ-centered, God-glorifying, Spirit-filled fellowship of believers eager to share God's love with you. No matter where you've been or where you're at, you are welcome. The Seed is a place to belong and grow in God's grace and love. Our prayer is that you will experience God's grace at the Seed and that you will come to know God's love. Grow in Christ's grace, go in the Holy Spirit's power, sow seeds of faith in our world. Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith.
Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith, brought to you by the Seed Christian Fellowship in Rancho Cucamonga. I know that many of you are locked down, shut in, and quarantined, but many of you are working. Many of you are essential workers. I want to take a moment at the beginning of our program and just pray for all of our essential workers that are out there working. Let's just pray right now. Heavenly Father, we just give thanks for each and every essential worker, the hospital staff, the workers, the doctors, the nurses, the emergency room technicians. We ask that you would shelter them under the shadow of your wings and that you would protect them. We pray for all of our first responders, our firefighters and police officers that are standing in the gap and putting themselves in harm's way. Lord, we pray for all those that have contracted the coronavirus. We pray that you would bring your healing presence to them right now. We pray for wisdom for the family members and doctors as they care for their loved ones. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, you've been listening, as I say, to the Seed of Faith. This is Pastor Dave, and we're doing a little series on the Psalms of Ascent. The Psalms of Ascent are Psalms 120 through 134. The Psalms of Ascent are the Psalms, or the songs, S-O-N-G-S, or the Psalms, P-S-A-L-M-S, that they sang as they went up to Jerusalem for the Passover, for Pentecost, for the Day of Atonement, which is called Yom Kippur. I'd encourage you, maybe as you're sequestered, locked in, or shut in, pick up your Bible and read Psalms 120 through 134 as we journey together on these called the Psalms of Ascent. The psalm that we're going to look at today is Psalm 121. I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. That's where we're going to be. The problem is that we have a crisis going on in our world. We have an onslaught of the coronavirus. Our challenge today is to keep our feet firmly rooted in our faith. Our trust is in the one who created the world and everything in it. God's love is immutable. That's a big fancy word, isn't it? Immutable. That means that God's love is unchanging. God loves you and me and this world the same. He loves us the same today as he did yesterday and tomorrow. Our hope as believers is in the power of the resurrection. Our handbook for this journey are the Psalms of Ascent, found here in the Bible, the songs that they sang as they went up to Jerusalem. The question that has been debated by theologians throughout the centuries is, going up where? They were going up to Jerusalem. How? Going up how? Going up when? Some scholars think that the Israelites sang these songs as the captives returned home from captivity in Babylon. Other scholars suggest that these songs were sung as the people climbed the 15 steps that led from the courtyard of the women to the courtyard of the men. Most scholars believe that these 15 songs were sung by the people as they journeyed from their homes to Jerusalem to the three major festivals, like I mentioned, Passover, Pentecost, and the Day of Atonement. The faithful Jewish people would leave home and journey back to Jerusalem. Well, I'd like to say many of us aren't leaving our home, but I still think you could sing these Psalms of Ascent. The faithful Jewish people would leave home and they would sing these songs. Think of this. The scholars believe that Mary, Joseph, and Jesus sang these psalms as they journeyed back to the high and holy festival days. Think about this. Jesus and his disciples would have sung these songs as they climbed the hills from the Sea of Galilee to Jerusalem. It would normally take about 3 days to walk from the Sea of Galilee. to Jerusalem, which it would normally take those days that they would walk that. Well, we're going to spend some time looking at the Psalm. If you were down at the Dead Sea, which is 1,412 feet below sea level, and Jerusalem is 2,474 feet above Jerusalem, the climb from the Dead Sea, or the ascent, is 3,886 feet straight up, winding paths, mountain trails. To put it in perspective, where I live out in Rancho Cucamonga, Mount Baldy is 4,193 feet in elevation. It would be like walking slowly up to Baldy and singing songs as we ascend. Whenever I drive up Mount Baldy, I usually see people riding their bikes to the summit. I always say, boy, that looks like fun. Don't you think so? Before we turn to our wonderful words of life, let us come before the throne of grace and mercy and seek God's face. Let us pray. Lord God, we call out to you. Come quickly to our assistance and let your words be words of life as we study these songs of ascent. We begin this journey to Jerusalem today, where the cross, the crucifixion, and the crisis of the resurrection awaited Jesus. In Jesus' most powerful name, we pray, may your peace reign in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, I'm going to digress before we go into the message. If you don't have a Bible, I'm going to encourage you to contact me at Pastor Dave at the Seed Christian Fellowship, and our people will mail you a Bible. Or you can go online, I'm sure, and get a copy of the Bible. But I'm going to encourage you during this time, we can draw near to God. Maybe that's what God is trying to do, is slow us down so we can draw near to God. Maybe we could sing these songs together. Charles Spurgeon wrote that Psalm 121 is, quote, this is Charles Spurgeon, a great preacher. He says, Psalm 121 is several steps in advance of its predecessor, for it tells of the peace of God's house and the guardian care of the Lord, while Psalm 120 bemoans the departure of peace from the good man's abode and his exposure to the venomous assaults of slanderous tongues. In the first instance, his eyes looked around with anguish, but here they look with hope to God. That's my prayer, that you'll look to hope during this time of crisis, during this time of pandemic, during this time of worry and fear and anxiety, that you'll lift your eyes up, that you'll lift your eyes up to the Lord. If you have your Bible, turn to Psalm 121 and read along with me, or listen for God's word. I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip, and he who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and your going, both now and forevermore. Wow, what a wonderful psalm. My prayer is that you'll let those words sink deep into your heart. That God, as you lift your eyes to the mountains, you'll see that God is going to watch over your coming and you're going. We need those words today. It sure feels like our foot is slipping with the news of lockdowns, shutdowns, quarantines, slowdowns, and social distancing. When the Israelites went up to Jerusalem, they would see in the cleft of the rocks. They would look as they were walking up into Jerusalem. They would look into the cleft of the rocks, and there were just many pagan gods at that time, and they would see the pagan gods as they're going up that 3,000 feet to Jerusalem, and they would say, where does our help come from? And then they would sing, I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? Does our help come from all these different pagan gods? No, they would lift their eyes a little higher and shout and sing, our help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. So where does your help come from? That's a great so what question as we begin this message. Where does your help come from? That's a powerful question in a time like this. Where does our help come from in times like this when a pandemic like coronavirus comes and knocks on the door of our lives? We are facing the shutdowns, the closures of stores, restaurants, schools, universities. Businesses are closed. We are being told to lock down and not go out. Don't have social contact. Stay at home. Where does our help come from? I believe that so many at a time like this allow the fear and panic to overwhelm us. We tend to take our eyes off the cross and we look at the crisis. Did you hear me? We take our eyes off of the cross and we look at the crisis. We tend to panic instead of resting in the peace that only God can bring. Maybe a good so what question is, what are you looking at? What are you looking at during a time of crisis? Where is your help? Now, I'm not saying that we don't need to be wise and listen to our leaders and take all the necessary precautions. But are we not to, I don't believe that we should allow fear and anxiety and panic to rule and reign in our lives. I love the book of Philippians. I'd encourage you, if you have time, to go read the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 4 is a wonderful passage. Philippians 2 is a wonderful passage. It talks about the hymn of Christ. But Philippians 4 has been a wonderful verse. Actually, 4:4 through 4:8 have been like life verses to me during my time. You've been listening to The Seed of Faith, brought to you by the Seed Christian Fellowship. And this is Pastor Dave with The Seed. And if you need special prayer, I would encourage you to go to our website at www.theseedchristianfellowship.com and click on the icon for prayer and put your prayer concern down. And our prayer team will pray with you. If you want us to respond, mark that, and our prayer team will respond to you and let you know that you're not alone, that you're not isolated. Also on our website are some devotionals. There are also our messages each week. You can find the messages. Go to our website at www.theseedchristianfellowship.com. Write your prayer concerns or go read some of the devotionals or Seeds of Faith or just connect with us. We'll respond. You're not alone. I've been talking about Psalm 121. I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? Well, our help comes from the Lord. And when, for me personally, during this time, I'm just going to share from my heart, I turn to God's Word. I dig into God's Word during a time like this, and I go, God, what are you saying? What are you saying to me? What are you saying to this nation? What are you saying to this world? And Philippians has been a wonderful book that I turn to when I'm in a time of crisis. Philippians chapter 4 would be a great chapter to go and read. And I love verses 4 through 8. Recently, I went with two faithful brothers to visit a dear friend and her husband when I was back in Illinois before the lockdown. And this young lady is only 48 years old. She and her husband were members of our youth group back when they were in high school before they got married. And this wonderful lady, she's 48 and she's been battling cancer for a long time. And this cancer, well, it's taken a hard turn on her weakened body. And she's now at home on hospice. And while I was there, we were invited to come to her house and offer up prayer and share communion. And we did, and we talked about heaven. And, you know, my friend is getting ready to meet Jesus. Her time on earth is short. And in our time together, we read a lot of passages of Scripture. We read Psalm 121. We read Psalm 27, Psalm 46, Psalm 91. The Psalms are the anatomy of all parts of the soul. We read the Psalms. And then I said, well, what verse do you want read? And she smiled and her eyes twinkled and she says, well, I want Philippians chapter 4, 4 through 8. Now, I got to tell you, those verses mean a lot to me too. And I know that they mean a lot to my dear friend who's dying of cancer. Listen as I read these words, Philippians 4, 4 through 8. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Well, that's kind of hard to do, isn't it? When we're locked down, when panic is knocking at our door, how do we find peace? Rejoice in the Lord always. And I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Wow, that's a powerful thought. The Lord is near. Scripture says if we draw near to God, God will draw near to us. The Lord is near. Verse 6, do not be anxious about anything. Well, that's a hard thing to do when we're in a pandemic. Maybe we're losing our job, maybe our business, or we're losing our business, or our close friend has come down with the coronavirus. Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Verse 7, let me read it again. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. That's a wonderful prayer. Lord, I pray that the peace of God will transcend all of our understanding as we go through this pandemic, that you will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Verse 8, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Wow. I mean, that takes my breath away. The God of peace will be with you. Verse 7 says, the peace of God transcends all understanding. But verse 8 says, the God of peace will be with you. My prayer for you as you listen to this program, that you'll come to know the God of peace. And when you come to know the God of peace, that means that the peace of God will transcend all of your understanding. I don't know where you're at. I don't know what you're facing. I say that a lot as I do these radio programs because it's very hard. I can't see you face to face. But God knows where you're at. God knows what you're going through. God knows what you need. He knows your heart. He knows the things that are causing you to tremble. He knows the things that are causing you to stay awake at night. And he's the God of peace. He wants to come and offer his peace that surpasses all understanding to guard your heart and your mind. Those are powerful, powerful words of comfort. Don't be anxious about anything, about having, well, maybe no toilet paper, about having to stay at home, about not being able to go out and eat, about not being able to go to school, or about, don't be anxious about the coronavirus. Don't be anxious even about death. My dear friend is, as I mentioned earlier, is facing, she's 48, and she's facing the end of this earthly life. But she knows that the end of this earthly life is not final. Death is not final. Scripture teaches us that death is swallowed up in victory. So don't be anxious about that. Where does our help come from? Our help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Protection by God, under the watchful eye of God, being covered by God, having God as our help, is the dominant idea of Psalm 121. In the original Hebrew text, only one word is used for what our version translates variously as watches over or preserves or keeps, and that word is shamar. It's used six times in Psalm 121. Shamar, Shamar. It's used six times. It's found twice in the second stanzas, verse 3 and 4, once in the third stanza in verse 5, and three times in the stanza, verse 4, where it says keep, and twice as watch over. Derek Kidner, in his commentary, captures this idea when he writes in verse 2, "The thought of this verse leaps beyond the hills to the universe, beyond the universe to its maker. Here is living help, primary, personal, wise, and immeasurable." So what? We need to stop at this point here today. We were able to get through maybe the first two verses. It's my hope that as we go through this series that we'll be able to get through all the verses. In times when we are locked up and locked out, we need to look up. Did you hear me? In times that we are locked up and locked out, it's time to look up. In a time of crisis, we need to look to the cross and not to the crisis. In times of fear, let faith be your strength and hope. Remember that the steadfast love of the Lord will endure forever. In times of terror, turn and trust in the one who created the heavens. Trust in the one who created you. His promise is that he will never leave you nor forsake you. In times of panic, boy, we've had a lot of panic lately. In times of panic, we need to turn to the Prince of Peace and not allow panic to rule and reign in our hearts. We're told in Philippians chapter 4 that the peace of God will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, and that the God of peace will be with us. Today, I would encourage you to lift your eyes up to the Lord. Lift your eyes up to the Lord. He's the one who created you. He's the one who has redeemed you. He's the one who will never leave you or forsake you. When we do, we can rest in his peace, a peace that surpasses all understanding. I love the ending of Psalm 121 because it says, "And the Lord will watch your coming and your going, both now and forevermore." That's a powerful thought. God knows where you're at. God knows maybe you're not going anywhere and you're locked down. I'm praying today for those that are alone or lonely. I pray that through the different radio programs and the YouTube programs that you'll come to know that God loves you and that he will never leave you or forsake you. Today, lift your eyes to the mountains. Where does your help come from? Your help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, we give thanks for this day. We give thanks for your living word. We give thanks that you are the God of peace and that you offer the peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, help us to lift our eyes up to you. Not look at the crisis, but look at the cross. Not allow panic to rule and reign, but to let the peace of God rule and reign in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want you to know that God loves you. God loves you with an unfailing and unconditional love. And I pray that you'll come to know that great love. God loves you, and so do I. God bless.
You've been listening to this week's Seed of Faith. Our prayer is that you have come to know how much God loves you. If you would like to know more about the ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship, contact Pastor Dave at his email address, pastordave@theseedchristianfellowship.com. Or you can send a message through the church website, theseedchristianfellowship.com. You are invited to come to church Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. at the Rancho Cucamonga Community Center at 11200 Baseline Road in Rancho Cucamonga, California, 91730. The Seed is a wonderful fellowship of believers growing in God's love and grace. And when you do come, please make yourself known to Pastor Dave because he would love to meet you. If you don't have a home church and you would like to find a church in your area, they can send you names of some local churches in your particular area. Well, thanks for joining us this week. And remember, God loves you, and so do we.